Okay, let's move on to 144.
Assess property for sidewalk repair for the Bureau of Maintenance. Let's
see, do we have a presentation on this? Yes, we do. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Sherry Matias from the Auditor's Office.
Morning.
I am Mike Zeller. I'm one of the inspectors in the sidewalk department.
Lee Munson, from Sidewalk Calls.
Great, welcome.
This ordinance is for sidewalk repair on property that is required by the city. Any remonstrances have been pulled from this assessment and are not in this ordinance.
Okay, so these, were there a number that did remonstrate?
There were seven.
Those are not included in the ones that remain here in front of us now. Okay. Great. All right. Any questions for the team that have put this package of repairs together? Thank you all very much. Is there anyone here who wants to speak?
I show we have three people who signed up.
Okay. Let's take that testimony, then we may have more questions for you after that.
Annie Neal, Barry Sutton, and Earl J. Eichelberger.
Right here.
Come on up. Welcome. Good morning. You just need to put your name in the record and have a seat and tell us what you think of this.
Okay. And I signed up on your little sheet out there, too, for 144. My name is Earl J. Eichelberger, and I have owned the property on 1261 Northeast 52nd Avenue in Northeast Portland since 1962. The sidewalks were put in 1930 by Redman, and a construction crew came out this year and replaced sidewalks that did not need work. Not only had I contacted the sidewalk department of the Bureau of Transportation Sidewalk Maintenance Division and had Mr. Cordell come out to discuss the business of a little lesser destruction and closing the public right-of-way to do this, and he gave me some pointers on what they call shortcuts. So I went out and bought a big blade, $100 worth, and rented a big machine, and then I came in and started working on the sidewalks. And, of course, it was really raining anything, but the point is, when I didn't get it done on their schedule, they came out, and every time I'd come back from helping my buddy or something somewhere, I'd find more of white paint all over everything. So as it turned out, they had me down for seven different things that's wrong with your sidewalk. And I had none of those major things. The only thing I had was spalling, and they even marked trip hazards that... Absolutely, and all my neighbors come by and say, why do they have you tagged out here? Because there's nothing wrong with your sidewalks. So my issue, not only with the idea of putting a lien against my property, and I have paid my taxes, I have kept my place clean, and I haven't been involved in any illicit activity to try to get the money to pay the city for anything, and my taxes are all up to date. And I think it's their measures were unjust, and I wrote them a letter, and wrote a letter here, too. And I noticed that lien assessed at $2,207.70 against my property, and it will be against the property that's been free and clear since 1962 that belongs in the estate for my family. And I'm here opposing that. And so I'd like to realize that there's ordinances and so on. But when they come out and do sidewalk work, that doesn't need to be done. You walk one block from my house, there's work that needs to be done. You go a half a block over here, there's work that really needs to be done. It's dangerous and all the other stuff. But I think they targeted me because my taxes were paid. It was a nice, clean get in and get out. Nothing wrong with the sidewalks. Everybody uses them every day, children, babies, and everything else. So that's where I'm at.
All right, well, thank you. Thanks for bringing this to our attention. Thank you. Anyone else that wants to speak? You want to respond to... This is one of the remonstrances, or is it this one? It appears to be included in the list, right?
No. You need to come back to the microphone.
I saw one in here at that amount, so.
So we did receive that remonstrance. However, it came in after the remonstrance date.
Okay.
And that one was referred to the Bureau of Maintenance for resolution.
Okay, so how's that handled?
Well, since it came in after the remonstrance period, I will send a letter to him, but it's in the assessment.
It is in the assessment. So it's the work's already been done?
Work's been done, yes.
Yeah.
Can you say that the challenge came in after the date for remonstrances? Can you remind us what the time period is and then how late was this appeal?
Yes. So the remonstrances were due on the, let's see. Sorry about that. Remonstrances were due on the 27th, and this one came in on the
27th of
January, and this one came in on the 28th of January.
One day?
Mm-hmm.
And is there any question in the record as to whether this gentleman got adequate notice?
I believe he was notified.
Yeah, several times. I think he met with the inspector. We usually send out second notices. There's always a door hanger before the contractor begins work. He actually made contact with the contractor doing the work.
Okay, so he hasn't raised a notice issue, but had you received this on the 27th, what options would you have had in response to his remonstrance?
I would have taken it out of the assessment.
What would be the effect of us, for good cause, waiving the one-day delay and asking you to consider his remonstrance? What consequence does that have to you?
We can take out that property owner's assessment, and then we would need to pass the rest on if we can do that.
Mayor, this gentleman took the time to come. This is not probably the proper hearing to hear all the issues. I wonder if we could just move to remove this issue from the package, adopt the package, and ask our good friends at the Auditor's Office and Bureau of Maintenance to meet with the gentleman and see if something can work out.
Second.
Any objection to that?
I'd just like to ask staff, I mean, does that raise any broader concerns for you? If we do this, will that worry you that it'll create a precedent that people can start missing deadlines and with impunity?
I can say it's been done in the past, but that's really a question for the Auditor's Office, I think.
Well, I can say just during my 7 years, every once in a while, someone does come before us.
Yeah,
they claim a hardship. We have, as a matter of courtesy, carved that out and just asked staff to meet. We're not setting a precedent because there is there's a deadline, and then we're asking them to come back with a recommendation.
Right, rather than include it in the remainder where we don't have a remonstrance today, but to go have that negotiation separately.
As long as the rest of the assessments are passed on to second reading,
that's
no problem.
Okay.
We have a motion.
We have a motion and a second. Let's take a roll call on making that amendment to the package to remove Mr. Eichelberger's property from the role of those that are being assessed and to ask staff to conduct further discussions with him.
Fritz, proving again that there's a good purpose in having a public hearing so that people can come in and tell the decision makers their concern, and thank you to staff for your agreement of handling this, and also what's not been mentioned, all the other properties that you haven't had any remonstrances with. Thank you for getting the work done. Aye.
Fish?
Yes, thank you for your good work. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Thank you. Aye.
Hales?
Aye. Thank you. And then on the remainder of the assessments, roll call.
That's second reading.
Sorry, not an emergency item. So that's set over second reading, and we are recessed until 2 p.m., at which point everybody ought to bring a granola bar or something.
Well, Mayor, it's scheduled for 2 hours. You're saying it's going to go beyond
it? It might be three.
Okay.
Sorry, you got sandbagged by Channel 12 last night.
Yeah.
Mr. Hutchins.
Yeah.